Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, today we're going to take a look at the position that's drafted more often than any other position in football every year in the NFL draft, the cornerback position. And all too important now for an NFL defense to have quality cover men. What is the number one trait you're looking at when you're evaluating the cornerback position?
Well, in a general way, they have to be able to play man-to-man coverage. And then you get into those traits which have to do with quick feet, change of direction, what we call transition ability. You have to be able to play man-to-man coverage in the NFL.
So when you look at the ability to play man-to-man coverage and you look at Jalen Ramsey from Florida State, can he do that at a very high level in the NFL?
Yes, I think he'll eventually be able to do that. And you know, it gets into that larger debate about Ramsey because, again, in some ways, like Miles Jack, the linebacker, we talk about Ramsey, oh, he can do a lot of things for you, and he can. But if you draft Ramsey high and you believe he's an outside corner, a shutdown type corner, and we all, whatever that means, but if you see him as a Patrick Peterson type player, then you're lining him up on the outside, and that's where he's playing because that position is too important. Outside corner in the NFL is a high-level premium position. You're not drafting Jalen Ramsey in the top three or four to play him in three or four different places. You're lining him up on the outside because you expect him to be able to go against Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, whoever else it may be, and to match up man-to-man.
And that brings us into the size question because you talk about some of the other cornerbacks in this draft, and you have Vernon Hargreaves from Florida, Mackenzie Alexander from Clemson, under 5'11", both players. Mm-hmm. How much does size play into the equation at the cornerback position?
Well, different teams see it differently, Fran, because you look at the wide receivers in this league now, and they're big. If you want to draft one of those guys high and view that guy as your number one corner, as a matchup corner, then you're matching up to 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", wide receivers in today's NFL. You look at Mackenzie Alexander. I really like the player. I think he's got really quick feet. He can play man coverage on the outside. He reminds me a whole lot of Jason Verrett coming out of TCU a few years ago. And Verrett in San Diego does play on the outside. He's about 5'9 and a half. So is Alexander that guy, or are you drafting Alexander and primarily viewing him as playing in the slot? He certainly has the movement ability to do that, but that decreases the value of the player.
So when you're talking about value and you talk about size, you've got Sean Davis from Maryland. You've got Xavien Howard now from Baylor. Some of these bigger corners, how much do you almost spike those guys because they're, you know what, they're big, they can play the ball in the air, and they've got good movement
skills. It means an awful lot. You look at here, even if you're not talking pure man, let's say you're talking cover three, a very popular defense. Now, common defense in the NFL is what we call cover three with boundary lock, which means that the corner on the short side of the field is going to match up man to man while the rest of the defense plays cover three. So that really becomes man to man. You look at Atlanta with Dan Quinn, they play it. Obviously, Seattle plays it with Richard Sherman. Gus Bradley, coming from that same lineage, plays it in Jacksonville. So you need the corner to be able to play man-to-man. They value height and they value ball skills. Is there any corner in this draft that matches that more than Xavien Howard of Baylor? So he's a player to me who's going to get really jacked up in this draft. And I love the player on tape. You could easily make an argument after Ramsey. He's the second best corner in this draft.
Yeah, you can make that argument because you have, again, you're checking off boxes.
Yes.
Hey, he's got the size. He's got the athletic ability. He's got the ball skills. And a lot of people will say that ball skills are the lifeline of the NFL corner because you've got to be able to play. It doesn't matter how fast you
right.
are. If you can't find the ball downfield, you're going to give up big plays on the back end.
No, and a lot of cover three teams, and certainly in man, but cover three teams value ball skills really, really highly. So a guy like Xavien Howard, I mean, he's 6 feet tall, or a little more than I think 6 feet, but that is so critical in today's NFL. You have a lot of big wide receivers.
And it's when you get to the question of ball skills, you have Rashard Robinson from LSU, who's a big corner also that can run. Mackenzie Alexander, his ball production, zero interceptions throughout his career at Clemson, only a two-year starter, a redshirt sophomore coming out. Does that concern you at all?
It doesn't concern me a lot, but I think the 5'10 would be a bigger issue, even though he can really cover. Another player who's got some size is William Jackson from Houston.
Sure, we should mention him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we should absolutely mention him because he's a 6 feet or a little more than that. Again, he fits that profile that so many NFL teams are now looking for. So where's the balance? You know, if you like Mackenzie Alexander more as a pure cover corner, do you draft him ahead of a William Jackson or a Xavien Howard? Because Even though they're 6 feet tall, that's the balance that teams have to look for.
It's very, very interesting. Interesting debate when you talk about the cornerback position and some of the traits that are most important. And Greg Cosell, I appreciate it once again here inside the film room. I'm Fran Duffy. We'll see you next time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.